Blog Talk Radio.
Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
Yeah.
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
I don't participate inside these pretty little prisons. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, August the 1st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, the start of a new month. We've got a new month going to a new level. So we got a new devil. It's time, my brothers and sisters, as you know, starting the new series later on tonight, The Fire God. So hopefully everybody is signed up for that series. Again, for more information, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com or just check out the message I did here or the message that's on my YouTube channel. You definitely want to be a part of that series as we talked about yesterday, because we're going to go through some very important stuff that we are talking about today. During this series that we're starting on the fire God, we're breaking down the cherubim or the cherim and the flaming sword and what that means. We're going to break down, again, the spiritual significance of fire shut up in your bones. We're going to talk about being baptized in fire. We're going to talk about fire is in the word of God and what that means. We're going to talk about the jinn. We're going to talk about the fire being. We're going to talk about star fire. We're going to talk about liquid fire. We've got a lot of information we're going to cover that deals with under, over, and understanding the Abrahamic religions and what it is about this fire that is shut up in our bones. Today's message deals with the three words that this message and this month, the month of August, is the month of the eighth. The eighth is the month or is the executive, the spiritual executive. This eight, when you turn the eight on its side, it makes the infinity signal or the infinity symbol. and a symbol is a sigil. And the month of eight represents the opening of a portal or an energy or a frequency or a wave. Got a lot of different names. They call it the Lion's Gate, the Lion's, a couple of different names from a planetary perspective. We're looking at it from a spiritual perspective, and we want to talk about the word comfortable, the word condition, and the word conviction. So right now I'm speaking to you, and you are in one of these states. Right now you're either comfortable, right now you are conditioned, or right now you are in a state of conviction. Now, they always give us option A and option B. Option A, you're comfortable. Option B, you are conditioned. I want to talk to you today about option C, which is conviction. Many of us are not in a state of conviction. Many of us don't even know what it means to be in a mental disposition. So what is your current mental conditioning? What is your current state of comfortability? And what is your current state or lack thereof of conviction? So we want to break down each one of these words today, because each one of the series, and we are doing a total of five series that I am hoping, that I am wishing, that I am praying, that I am believing, that I know will have a profound impact on you and your life and the life of your loved ones. So we are talking about understanding what? We're talking about right now as I'm speaking to you. We did the Blood God series. You hopefully tuned into that series. If not, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I'll give you a 50% discount off that series today. We did the series on carbon 7. That's the second state. Hopefully you listen to that series. If not, email me today only. I'll give you a 50% discount off that series. Starting tonight, the third state. So if you haven't listened to the first state or the second state, it's going to be difficult for you to follow what I'm talking about in the third state. Now, my foundation from a biblical perspective is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and I'm paraphrasing, but you want to look it up for yourself, because you're either comfortable, you are conditioned, or you are in a state of conviction like I am. And in this state of conviction, you have a desire. And your desire is to learn and grow. And so right now you can either elevate and learn, or you can crash and burn. You have the option today. You can elevate and learn, or you can crash and burn. Those are your options, comfortable or conditioned. And so when we look at the five states, Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, number one, soul, number two, joint and marrow, that's your flesh, number three, and it is a discerner of the thoughts, that's number four, and the intentions, that's number five, of the heart. So these five levels represents the five states of mass or matter. So it represents the five letters of the Hashem. It represents the five gospels, and it represents the five letters inside of your DNA. It represents the five, again, platonic states. And so we see this state or this fifth element all throughout scriptures and all throughout a lot of the teachings. And so when we talk about this right now, there is a system in place that's designed to prevent you from going through these levels to maturity. And many of us are not able to understand my touch tone. The thing that started me down this journey was when I read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, and it says, let us go on to perfection. That word means maturity. Not laying again a foundation of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And then it lists foundation of, baptism, laying on of hands, and it lists everything that is currently taught in the traditional church. And so the scripture says that you cannot be mature. You cannot be perfect if you only have that basic teaching. So a baby can't grow up if it's always drinking milk. Now, I don't know, everywhere in nature, it proves what I'm saying. There is nothing in nature that is born and dies the same way. Everything in nature is created, then it evolves. People are debating over creation or evolution. When you are created, then you evolve. They both exist. And so I am encouraging you, again, you were born a non-believer, then you became a believer, and now you should progress to a knower. But most believers, they just want to continue to believe in God. They don't want to know God. And I'm recommending, I'm encouraging you, don't be comfortable, don't be conditioned, but fall into your conviction. So we need to break down what these terms mean, because again, your terms that you use, your definitions, your D-E-A-F-P-H-O-E-N-I, your definitions determines your world, W-H-I-R-L, which is your chakra systems, whether they spin counterclockwise, anti-Christ, or they spin clockwise, Christ. Right now, I don't know. What kind of a spin do you have? So let's break down these terms today, because they're going to establish your W-H-I-R-L and your W-O-R-L-D. Your world is the result of your word. Wrong word, wrong word, wrong world, and wrong word, wrong world. I can even say it right. So it's important that we over and understand this, brothers and sisters. So let's break it down. The word comfortable. Now, everybody knows this word. Right now, I'm comfortable. I'm sitting in a chair. AC's going nice and cool. We've been having on triple digits here in the good state of Tejas. And so now we finally got a decent day where, you know, it's not smoking outside, so the AC is not working as hard, fan blowing, and I'm comfortable. I got water next door. I'm in a mental state. You know, I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. You know, I'm in great health. I got the activities of my limbs, wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. Everything is going great right now in my life, so I'm comfortable. Many of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are mwah, you in the same predicament. You just let me just talk about myself. I don't really know your situation, but let me just talk about my own situation. So comfortability, now remember, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. Comfortability is the father of disaster. Now, I have to make sure that you understand what I'm saying, because a lot of times people misconstrue, because my definitions is different. Like when we break down the word fire, I'm not going to be talking about, you know, doing the fire god. I'm talking about combustion. Combustion I'm talking about a reaction. So there is a chemical and a spiritual reaction. So this series is about, that I'm doing starting tonight, is about a reaction. And there's something that's happening to you that's causing you to react. And so when we talk about the word comfortable, are you comfortable right now? And what does it mean when I say comfortable? Well, when we go and we look at this word comfortable, again, we're talking about a mental disposition. And that mental disposition, again, that we're talking about is one of ease, one of support, one of undisturbed relaxation, comfortable, comfort. The word comfortable, we live in a society where everybody, myself included, we all choose the path of least resistance. I don't know anybody who signs up for adversity. Now, I've chosen in my life the comfortable path, and unfortunately, I thought it was a comfortable path, and it ended up being a uncomfortable path. So sometimes we make decisions and we think we are going down, so we're going to take an easy job. You know, we're going to take, you know, somebody that's easy to get along with, or we're going to take a meal that's easy to cook. So comfortability has this word ease in it. So the word comfort means it is something that produces a mental state of accommodate or accommodating. Are you accommodating, brother? Are you accommodating, sister? Now, I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself. I'm a very accommodating dude. Like, I like to accommodate people. I like making people happy. I like seeing people enjoying life. I like seeing people, you know, not stressed. You know, I want people to be able to go through life. If I can help you, if I got $2 and you ain't got no money, you know, I'm going to see what I can do to accommodate. I'm an accommodating dude. So the word accommodate, it means to do kindness or favor. Now, people tell me all the time, well, that's a good thing. Now, I'm a six. I'm a life path six. You know, six is like the pregnant female number. That's the number like, that's like the kiss of death. Now, people tell me all the time, well, man, that's good to be kind, Doc. It's good to want to help people. It's good to be suitable. It's good to be palatable. It's good to, you know, be able to blend in. It's good to be able to bring harmony. It's good to be able to make adjustments. It's good to be able to be adaptable. It's good to be agreeable. But you know what? This personality over the years, it's like you find yourself that, you know, you don't really stand for nothing. You know, I'm like a chameleon. You come around, somebody come on, hey, Doc, you believe in that? Yeah. You believe in that? Sure. You believe in this? Oh, of course. So I say what people want to hear. I'm like, I just want to get along with everybody. I just want to be of assistance. You know, I want to help. I want to serve. I want to harmonize. Like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being accommodating? Well, what's wrong with that, brothers and sisters, is that is the thing that takes you outside of your gift. The enemy wants you to accommodate shiznits that violate your purpose. It's you got to remember that you are in hostile territory. So anything that comes into your life that is easy, it's probably not for you. Now, I can only speak for myself. I can't really speak for anybody else. Comfortable has been my worst enemy. I like it. You know, sin is pleasurable. So comfortable for me, I don't know about you, comfortable allows me, it puts me in a mental state where I'm not aware, where I'm not hyper-vigilant. Not even hyper-vigilant, but just being, you know, just be on the lookout. So when I get comfortable, I get relaxed, and next thing you know, I'm gone. The word comfortable comes from the word comfort. Now, the word comfort means to soothe. It means to reassure. It means to bring cheer. The word comfortable comes from the word comfort. Now, that word comfort, again, it means to console. So people tell me all the time, now, we're talking about this from a perspective of life optimization. So if I want to optimize my life, comfortable is probably not going to allow me to do that. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is different from comfort. Now, uncomfortable is the opposite of comfort. Now, nobody signs up for that, myself included. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm going to volunteer to be uncomfortable. I'm sitting inside of a home with a very nice home with a nice neighborhood, air conditioning, nice car in the driveway, food in the refrigerator. I am not going to volunteer to go back to where I came from. I'm not going to volunteer to go back to living with no running water, with no electricity, with an outhouse where we got to go out and, in the middle of the night, when it's dark and stinky. Yeah, I'm not signing up for that program, but I ain't running from it either. See, comfort is not something, and uncomfortability, I'm not telling you to volunteer for it. I'm just saying that, again, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. I'm just saying that you got to be comfortable with uncomfortable if it shows up. Because many of you are not comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so when uncomfort shows up, it catches you off guard. So I want to make sure the first thing off the bat is that you don't really, again, go looking for comfort. Now, again, these three words are the things that separate you from your niche. I'm a niche guy because I lived my whole life without one. Now that I found one and I see everybody else running around like chicken with their head cut off, I'm like, man, I am so grateful. I am honored. Man, there's nothing. Every day I wake up and I thank God that I wake up and I can sit in my underwear in my home. I ain't got to drive nowhere. I thank God every day. But I went through a lot of uncomfortable to get to where I'm at today financially. I went through a lot of uncomfortable, and the thing that I had to get out of was my conditioning. Number two, the reason that you are comfortable is because you are conditioned. Now, we live in an environment, we live in a world where this word is an interesting word. Everybody has conditions. Like, if I meet you and you meet me and you say, Doc, I want to be a part of your life optimization program. Speaking of which, today, I posted the video on, so I'm having a sale on the life optimization program as well for anybody that's interested in joining on August the 1st. And then the numbers change again on August the 2nd. So I'm giving a $2,000 discount today, August the 1st only. And again, for anybody that joins and pays in full. So the program is $5,000. So if you want to save $2,000, again, if you pay in full today, August the 1st, because it's the 1st, and the 1st is, again, we're ushering in what they call the Lion's Gate, the Lion's Portal, and it's an abundance. Because the number eight represents material effectiveness. Now, on 8-8, that's like from a numerology, and again, I don't really get into all of this numerology stuff on that level. I do get into the Mazaruth, but I don't really get into the numerology. I get into what the scripture says in the book of Psalms and the book of Job. I get into it from a foundational biblical perspective that understands that the heavens declare the handiwork and the glory of God. So if I want to know anything about God, I just look up into the heavens. That's all I do. I don't worship no damn planets. I don't worship no stars. I don't have no trinkets. I don't do no Saturnalia. I don't do none of that other stuff. That's very important because a lot of people take, now you can take anything. You can take a good thing and you can make it a bad thing really, really quickly. And so that's how you get into what is called conditioning. So number one, we know we are all comfortable. So you got to get uncomfortable. Now, that's tough because once you get comfortable, nobody volunteers to go back to be uncomfortable. But in order to get to the place where you need to be, again, in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, you got to be uncomfortable. You got to be willing. Let me rephrase that. You got to be willing. Didn't say that you have to do it. You just got to be willing to do it. So I'm willing to be uncomfortable temporarily to be, again, convicted or have conviction later. So the word condition, now remember, comfortable comes from condition. We are conditioned, especially in the United States, to believe that we deserve. I like talking to black folk. Black folks still walking around talking about 40 acres in the mule. There's people in our Christianity, people still waiting for Jesus to come and get them and save them. People sitting around waiting for the rapture and all this other stuff. Now, no disrespect to nobody. I believe all that stuff too. But I also believe that God helps those who help themselves. So I believe what the scripture says, give and it shall be given. Whatever degree that you give. So you ain't giving nothing, but you want God to do everything for you. See, that dog don't hunt. That's comfortable. Comfortable is that you want everybody to do something for you, but you're not willing to do anything for anybody else. Comfortable. See, comfortable is a condition. Now, a condition is the existing state with a specific expectation. Now, all conditions comes from conditioning. Now, what's interesting, I remember when I was in sports, they would take us through conditioning. We would go through physical condition. And they were saying, hey, we are preparing you. So conditioning is a process that you go through. And you go through any type of conditioning. So a condition is a mental state of expectation. So I have a condition. Like, if you want to be a part of the life optimization program, I have a condition. Condition is, okay, you have to pay me. Condition is, you got to listen to the show. Condition is, you got to read the books. Condition is, you got to do the one-on-ones, the condition. Now, I have a money-back guarantee. But it's interesting because in the contract that you sign, when you join, again, we're talking about conditioning. Remember, this is important. Everybody got this. But most people don't read it. Did you read the contract? When you got your cell phone, you probably got a 10-page contract. Did you read it? I didn't. When I brought my car, I got this long, I don't know how many pages, contract. Did I read it? No. I got this warranty. Did I read it? No. Most of us don't read the contract. Those are the conditions. So there are conditions to everything in life. And your conditions are the results of your conditioning. So this is a certain demand. So there is something demanded. There is an agreement. There is a stipulation. There is a provision. So again, a stipulation, again, simply is something that provides a medium of exchange in the event that something occurs or something doesn't occur that is expected. So I got a condition. I got a money-back guarantee on my life optimization course, but I got a condition. The condition is that you got to do the one-on-ones. The condition is you got to listen to the shows. The condition is that you got to read the books. The condition is that, you got to take, again, the step. So when I say, okay, when you do your 30 steps in 30 days, and I say, hey, you got to do a blog talk show, or you got to do, you got to develop a product, and I'm going to help you do that. And you say, well, Doc, I'm not ready yet. Okay, you're not ready. Well, I feel uncomfortable. Okay. Well, we go to Fiverr.com and we let somebody else do a voiceover for you. But you still, so every time I present, you got a condition because you want to be comfortable. But see, to be successful, you got to be uncomfortable for a period of time. So rich people are okay with doing the uncomfortable things that poor people are not. That's the only difference between y'all. I know I got a bunch of rich friends. So all my millionaire friends, this is why I started doing Dear Kinnear reports every day. And I said, now, I never had no goal. I never had a page count goal when I did Dear Kinnear reports. I just get up. If I do 10 pages on a report, I was done. I was good. Whenever I felt like doing it, then I would go do something else. I'd do a show. I'd go to the gym. I'd walk the dog. I'd take a nap. I didn't have no conditions. And then I realized that I need to light a fire under my own butt. That's the only thing about being self-employed. You got to be self-internally motivated. And then I realized that, okay, the condition is I don't get paid unless I do Dear Kinnear reports. And so I did the math, and I said, you know what, in addition to my other goals that I have, you know, the 200 people, 25, you know, that's paying me $5,000 a month, that's going to get me to that goal, I have another goal that I recently set. So I did the math. If I do 20 reports a month at $300 per report, that comes out to about $6,000. And I said, yeah, I can take care of it. I can get by off that. So in order to do 20 reports a month, I got to do a certain page count. So every day now, I got a condition. But this condition makes me uncomfortable. So I got a problem. See, I like to be comfortable. I like to eat Captain Crunch cereal and watch cartoons. I don't like being uncomfortable, bruh. I don't like being uncomfortable, sis. But then I had to read the definition of the third word, conviction. Is there enough evidence to convict me of the crime of being a didactic teacher? I said, I'm a master teacher 33. I said that I want to be a millionaire. I said I want to be wealthy. I said I want to be healthy. I said that I want to be wise. I said I want to have a great relationship. So is there enough evidence? If you followed me around all day and you watch what I did and you see me sitting on the bed eating Captain Crunch cereal, watching cartoons, and you don't see me doing shiznits in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship, but every day I come over and I'm barking and I'm preaching about wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Do you see? Can you convict me? Is there enough evidence? Can you go through it? Now, conviction is a word that's a judicial term. All of these are judicial terms. But see, we are violating the first word, comfortable. See, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, myself included, we all want to be comfortable. So we're not willing to do uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to write 300 pages a day. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, brothers. It's uncomfortable, even though most of the stuff I've already written. So I don't have to rewrite. Like the report I'm working on right now, I'm working on Sister Rhonda. We had our first one-on-one this morning. Sister Rhonda, beautiful sister. I mean, beautiful in spirit. I haven't seen her image or picture or anything. I'm sure she's beautiful as well physically. But, again, very nice soul. And I like, I don't know why. I guess because I'm an older guy. You know, she's my, you know, in my age bracket. And one thing that comes with age is wisdom. And so I don't have to prod and probe Sister Rhonda because the sister has something that I got, experience. We got failures in life. We've had quite a few. It's like when I work with Dr. Span. I like working with Dr. Span. I like working with everybody. But it's something about age. Now, my grandmother used to tell me this, and I used to look at her when I was a kid. When I was in my 20s, you know, I looked at her like she was crazy. I was like, man, them old fools don't know what they're talking about. Now that I'm one of these old fools, man, if I would have had the wisdom I had now in my 20s, oh, man. Now I realize sacrifice, nothing coming out. All my millionaire friends, they all used to tell me this. Now, my one millionaire friend, he tells me this. And you guys know I did this dude called Nature Boy on YouTube. And he's an interesting dude. You know, he walk around shirt off. You know, like the stuff I used to do. He's a young cat. But the one thing I like about the guy, young dude, young black dude, he says something, you know, he was just got out of prison not that long ago. So he lives out, you know, in the woods somewhere on nature. And he's off the grid. But he was a drug dealer. And he had, and I told you guys the story, because his monthly payment for his, you know, his mortgage was similar to mine. He had a Beeman BMW. Now, his car payment was a whole lot more than mine. Insurance. He had all of the trappings of the world, like me. And this dude turned his back and walked out on all of that. Now, he's pretty wealthy. Why? He was uncomfortable. He was okay with being uncomfortable for I don't know how long. Now, all my millionaire friends, they all did the same thing. They sacrificed. They were willing to sacrifice. They were willing to be uncomfortable. Are you willing to be financially uncomfortable for a year so that way you can be financially comfortable for the rest of your life? Most of us are not. See, this course, the life optimization class, you're going to be uncomfortable because you got a lot to learn and it's going to cost you some money. It's not free. So the monthly payment is $500 a month or $1,000 again for 3 months or the cash payment. So that's uncomfortable because you got to spend money. But if you can temporarily sacrifice and be uncomfortable, but that requires you to deal with your conditioning. Now, I'm conditioned. I like nice things. And because of that condition, it makes me have a state of ease and a state of satisfaction. But it comes at a price. What is the price? My conviction. So the last word is conviction. Now, I like the word conviction because it has the word convict. Now, I was a very good, when I worked in the prison system, and I worked in a good state of the land of enchantment. The state of New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, to be exact. So I worked at the penitentiary of New Mexico. You might want to Google it. They got a supermax facility up there, the big house, we used to call it. And there was a bunch of convicts in there. Now, we had this saying, a convict is a convict is a convict. In other words, a convict will always do what convicts do. So never, ever, ever, ever expect a convict to do anything but be a convict. Now, a convict will tell you, man, they will look you in your eyes. They have tears rolling down their cheek, and they will say, I did not do this, man. You don't know. And I mean, they will say, and every time, now me, I'm a six. I love everybody, kumbaya. I want to give everybody second chances. I want to take, you know, straight dogs home. I want to love everybody. Until my black ass started walking in the prison. It took me about a week. And they told me this in the academy, but I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm from the streets. Man, I got in that prison system. People talk about education. I'll take any degree anybody got and burn it. Just go work 1 year in a prison. 1 year. It don't have to be a supermax. Just work 1 year in a prison. Any education you got pales in comparison. You talk about men. You want to be a man? Go to prison. There's no men no more. I heard KRS talking about this. Now, convicts, they like to listen to guys outside the prison. Like, if a rapper who goes to prison, it's not going to be good for him because rappers are not men. They talk about and they rap about a hard life. And so when they get to prison, they punk those guys because they are living what they say. See, a prison requires you to be authentic. Now, the number one thing that I've been saying, and I'm saying transparency, you cannot be successful. You will not be wealthy, healthy, wise, unless you are authentic. That means you're real. That means that you got to look yourself in the mirror. I don't care what you are, but you got to be comfortable in your own skin. A convict, brothers and sisters, is someone who has been declared guilty. See, are you guilty of being who the hell you say you are? Now, I'm walking around here telling people I'm a master teacher 33. Can you convict me of being that? Well, I can't really guarantee or speak on a lot of things, but I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee that I'm an etymologist. I got evidence on top of evidence. I got 50 books. I got 2,000 shows. I got over 500 videos, and I'm just scratching the surface. I ain't even got warmed up yet. See, I'm a creator. Can you convict me of the crime? Absolutely. I create shows every day. Every Dear Canary report, the book cover, I created. The names, I create. I nickname, all my kids got nicknames. It just comes. Why? That's part of my Dear Canary. So I'm a convict. I can be convicted of the crime of by which that I profess. So you got a title, you got a name, you got a label, you are aspiring to be blank. So whatever it is that you're aspiring to be, is there enough evidence? Now remember, this evidence leads to what is called a conviction. Now, a convict is a convict because he's been convicted. So is there a conviction? This is the last word. Remember, comfortable, kiss of death. Conditioning, you got two kisses of death. But conviction, yeah, that leads you to life. The tree of life is down that road. The road of comfortable, it doesn't get you. The road of uncomfortable, that doesn't get you either. So I'm not telling you to be uncomfortable. Because there are some people who like to be martyrs. You know, there's some people that are enablers. There's some people that are like me that are doormats. See, I like, and I get it from my mama. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I look back and I'm like, man, where did I get this from? And I grew up watching my mama let some other fool beat her. And I was like, y'all know the story. So I like, it's crazy. I did my name thing and it says that I would prefer to be in a den of thieves instead of a den alone. I would prefer, my design is I would rather be in the midst of bad company than no company. That's my personality. And so if I don't know that already, I will find myself in a company of bad company instead of being alone. So for me, I got to be uncomfortable. I got to make it okay with me being uncomfortable. And I have. My wife is very busy. She does a lot of stuff. A lot of times I'm sitting here like I am right now alone. Now, right now, my wife is at work. But she does a lot of stuff in the community. She does a lot of stuff with her church. So if I did not make it okay, if I didn't deal with it. Now, the other thing about my personality that I had to come to terms with is I really enjoy what I'm doing right now as far as helping other people. Kiss of death. Why? I didn't say nothing about life optimization or monetizing. So I got a bunch of friends. Now, my personality, so this is why you have to know what is your conviction. Now, the word conviction for me means life path. It means pattern. So I got a pattern. I just need to know it. What is your pattern? Now, the whole purpose of the life optimization class is to do one thing, show you. That's it. The unconscious you. Now, everybody can show you the conscious you because that's above ground. I can see it. And I can say, you're black, you're white, you're 6'5", you're 5'3". I can see conscious. Now, the subconscious, a lot of people can see that. That's like your, if you go on Google and just take, you know, personality plus. If you take one of these personality tests and they say, oh, you're a popular sanguine, or you're a peaceful phlegmatic, or, you know, you are a, what's the other one? Anyway, the four major personalities. So that's okay. Anybody can tell you that. That is subconscious. So everybody can deal with the conscious. Everybody can deal with the subconscious. Cool. We all know that. But what about the unconscious? What about the part of you don't even know? You don't even know it's there. You don't even know. You don't know it's there. Your heart is beating right now. Have you gave thought to it? Is anybody thinking about heartbeat? Are you controlling your heartbeat right now with your brain? Right now I'm breathing. I've been breathing through the whole show. And I've never thought about it. I never think about my breathing. I don't even know how it works. So there's a pattern that you don't think about, that you don't even know how it works, and it controls your life. And that's all I deal with. I don't care about what you see. I don't care. Now, people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, that sounds crazy. I don't deal with that. I don't deal with morality. I could care less because God doesn't deal with man. Looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So the most high one, the big one, not the little one. So I don't deal with no little G's. Them suckers that just want you to be comfortable, or they want you to continue to exist inside of your current conditioning that is unconscious. I don't deal with that. I deal only with making you a good convict. I want everybody to be a prisoner of their position. Because Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Now, I talk about the three P's, and you need to have them. If you don't have this, God have mercy on your soul. If you don't have the person whom we call, some people call Jesus Christ, I know him as Yahushua. Now, we can get into the physicality. I like talking physics. I like talking, you know, well, brother, there is no, do you know that there is no physical grave site of nobody in the Bible? Not one soul. Now, I'd like to ask Reverend Dr. Bishop that question. Now, we can find Tutankhamun's grave. We can find all of the Egyptians' grave. We can find Napoleon. We can find every other. We can go even to Samaria. We can find stuff with the Samaritans. But we can't find no biblical character in the Bible. No grave. Now, that's a possibility. It could be conspiracy. That's what people tell me all the time. Hey, Doc, if I'm the bad guy, you know what? I'm going to dig up all the graves and make sure, you know. Now, that's a lot of digging. Now, that takes a lot of effort. Can it be done? Absolutely. The powers that be, they got unlimited resources. So could it be possible that all of the biblical characters, grave sites, and everything was removed so that way you could, you know, your conditioning would stay intact? Absolutely, brother. I'm down with that. That could happen. But to me, it's a non-issue. Why? Because I got something else. See, don't get hung up with arguing over non-issues. Now, people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, that's a pretty big one. No, it's not. Because people talk about the person. Well, see, the person has a place. And then the place also has a position. So you need all three of them. Now, so people, Jesus said that anybody who does not believe that I came in the flesh is the Antichrist, is not of God. So people tell me, well, Brother Will, how do you deal with that? Well, I looked at the definition of the word in, and it means interior. So that means inside the skull. So if anybody that doesn't believe that Yahushua came inside your skull, now did he come outside my skull? Maybe, maybe not. Do I care? Hell no. I don't give a damn if he came or not. That's a non-issue for me. Now for some people, that's a big fish to fry. But for me, I've done the research. I've done the study. I'm looking for the fruit. Brother, I'm an immediate measurable results dude. I don't do non-issues. I only do stuff that pay light bills, pay car notes. Stuff that allows my heart to beat, stuff that allows my blood pressure to be below 120 over 80. I do stuff that allows me to function. I'm interested in the quality of my life. I'm not interested in no mystical stuff. So a lot of people are so spiritually minded that they're no earthly good. See, my brain is in the cloud, but my feet, them suckers are planted firmly on the freaking ground. So I used to not be that dude. I used to be a metaphysical fool. And I would walk around. I remember my first wife, I would take all the money and give it to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. She would come home, why'd you do that? How are we going to pay the rent? Can't you believe God? Well, when it was foreclosed on the house, I told you a story. I asked the pastor, man, I need a couple hundred dollars, man. He said, what, can't you believe God? Well, yeah, the money I got, I gave it to you. If I had kept it, I wouldn't need to believe God because God already provided. Now, was it the pastor's fault? No. Was it God's fault? No. It was my stupid ass fault. Nobody told me to do that. Nobody put a gun to my head and told me to do that. I did it myself. That is why this is so important. Why is it so important, Doc? This is so important because your life is on the line. People are depending upon you. I got 5 kids from my first marriage. I got 2 from my second marriage. They're looking at me and they say, I need to make quality decisions. I got a body, my heart, my liver, my spleen. They're all depending on me to put something in my mouth and chew it that they can use. So if I eat Captain Crunch cereal all day and freaking drink strong Kool-Aid, my liver and my spleen and my heart going to be like, what the hell are you doing? Are you on drugs? Man, we need you. We need you. You're supposed to be doing something to help us. And so if every day all I do is put crap inside of my body and then I walk around and I wonder why I can't walk up a flight of stairs. I'm wondering why my blood pressure is this, or I got sickle cell, or I got some other preventable disease. But I'm going to blame God? Oh, no, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame the white man. That's right. Freaking white man, man. He blame him. Now, I know a bunch of Negroes that do that. They standing on the corner. I can go home right now. There's at least five or six dudes standing in the same corner. When I was in high school, them suckers still there. They just older. They still blaming the white man because they ain't got no job. The white man got his foot on their neck. Well, I was on the same corner. The white man ain't got his foot on my neck. In fact, most of my friends are white. So we can all come up with a condition that prevents us from establishing our conviction. So your conviction, however, does something. Now, this is dangerous. I got to warn you in advance because this is where this separates the men from the boys. See, a convict is somebody that has been, they went to trial. they already seen the judge. The prosecutor, the defense attorney, the attorneys presented the evidence. A convict has been convicted, past tense. Now, a conviction is the result of a declaration that a person is guilty. That is a conviction. It is something that is firm and established. See, a conviction means evidence has been presented, real evidence, facts. A conviction is the state of being convicted. Conviction is the act of being convincing. So you tell me, Doc, I am a photographer. I'm going to say, really? I'm going to want you to go through the act of convincing me at that point. So you tell me, Doc, I want to optimize my life. Really? At that point when you say that, I want you to go through the act of convincing me. That's your job, not mine. It's your job. Now, it is my job to provide you with the materials, which I think I've done a very pretty good job of. I got 50 books. I'm providing 365 hours. I'm doing a one-on-one consultations. I got my own children. It's my greatest success is my children. They're up in Dallas right now doing big things. Got their own business, doing great. So then Brother Roman's out there doing great things. Sister Jacquez doing great things. So a lot of the members of my old Eagles Club, they out there, you know, Sister Ashley, they doing it. So I need you to convince me that you are who you say you are. See, right now I'm not convinced. You tell me, Doc, I'm with you, dog. I listen to your shows. Oh, okay, that's good, brother. But, you know, faith without works is dead. Now you telling me you want to be wealthy. You want to be wealthy right now. I want to be wealthy. I want to be healthy. I want to be wise. And I want to be in a great relationship. So I need to convince you. It's not your job. See, I got to present evidence to prove to you, to prove to the universe, to prove to God that what I say, I do. See, a lot of people talk a big game. I mean, I know now I'm a good talker. Y'all know I can talk. I talk a big game. Big game. That's why I keep saying great wealth requires great value. So I'm interested in getting 200 people to give me $5,000. That's $1 million. I'm interested in doing 20 Dear Kinnear reports a month. That's basically one a day, Monday through Friday. So I got to write about 300 pages basically per day. So before I go to bed at night, if I got to stay up like I did the other night, I sit up all night. Why? I didn't reach my goal. I don't sleep. I don't reward myself. I don't do nothing positive until, see, I'm a convict. I'm in prison. I'm in prison of purpose. I love being inside my prison, but my prison is a prism, P-R-I-S-M. Prisoner of Yahushua and the Morning Star Administration. He's my king. He has dominion. I am a citizen of the kingdom. As a citizen of the kingdom of God, the wealth is common. I am a citizen of the kingdom, and the kingdom is a commonwealth. It's not a dictatorship. It's not a capitalistic society. the wealth is common. And the kingdom means that the king has dominion over my dome. So that means I have a position. And this position puts me in a particular place. And this place makes me subject to a particular person. That person is my higher self. Now, we all call it God. Now, I don't really get into my personal beliefs that much because, like I told you, if y'all really knew what I personally believe, we probably wouldn't be friends. Y'all probably would think that fool done lost his natural bone mind. So I don't really talk about my personal beliefs. If I pray around people who believe in Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus. If I pray around people who believe in the name of Yahushua, I pray in the name of Yahushua. When I'm around people who pray, I pray, but I don't pray. See, I don't pray to God. I pray as God. So when God prays, who does he pray to? And why would God pray? If God is all-knowing, if God is all-powerful, if God is all-present. Now, prayer is for what? Prayer is when you are asking for shiznit. Meditation is when you are thinking about shiznit. So my prayer life is from the traditional perspective. But I do what the Bible says when it says pray without ceasing. Now, the way that I pray is that my purpose is always on my brain. Because my purpose is my prayer. See, my purpose is to do exactly what I'm doing right now. So every day, all day, while I'm sleeping, when I'm awake, when they put me in a box, when I get up out of the box, I'm going to have wealth, health, wisdom. I'm going to have an optimism. I'm going to have life. Yahushua came that I may have it. So that's what I got. So I'm not looking for it. I'm not trying to see. I already got it. It's past tense. Yahushua says that he has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. I already got it. So I'm in a state, a constant state. I don't have to, like people say, when are you going to start? See, I don't have to go to church. I am the church. I don't have to go in no closet and meditate. I am meditation. I don't have to go pray. I am pray. I don't have to go look for money. I am money. I don't have to go find help. I am help. I don't need no damn wisdom. I am wisdom. I am a relationship. Everything that everybody else is looking for, I'm already in. Yahushua said, I am. He says, that how long have we been with you before we've seen the Father? I am the Father. Now, I know that's contrary to most people's theology. I understand. But until you get to that place, devil's got more power than you. Because the devil, they only respect other gods. They only respect the big G. So it's only when you vibrate on the same frequency as the big G that you become a convict. See, I'm in the prison of big G. Now, the prison that I'm in, let me break it down for you. How much time we got? Yeah, we got a couple of minutes. This is where I'm at, and this is where I want you to go. This is why I'm doing the series tonight, because I want everybody to join me inside of this. PRISM. I'm in a prison, but it's a prison. Now, I'm a convict. I have been convicted of the crime of being Bethesiah. I build temples. I build the temple that housed the Shekinah glory of God. Guilty as charged. I am a co-creator with the creator. I am a three. I am a creative creator, guilty as charged. I am a master teacher. I teach didactically. I only teach in parables. I only teach etymology. I break down words because I understand that the word Babylon is baby lion. Look at the word Babylon, baby lion. I understand that as long as you're a person, now you are from the lion. You are from the tribe of Judah, but you're a baby. You're an immature. You're not a mature believer because you didn't read Hebrews 6:1, but I read it. And when I read it, I said, I don't want to be no damn baby lion, so I'm not going to babble. I'm not going to use language. I'm going to break it down. The devil used language to trap you. I used language to free you. See, the same way that you got possessed is the same way that you get depossessed. The same way that you go in, same way you get out. You got to reverse engineer your problem. That's what I teach. Your problem, you got problems, great. The bigger the problem, the more money you make. I like problems because problems, my cast is in my past. I understand the system. So I am a prisoner of purpose, and I love it. Put the shackles on me. Shackles on my feet. I love it. Why? Because every day I wake up, I get to do what I love. See, a PRISM, what is that? It is a transparent, solid body. Having triangular bases, use for the disbursement of light into a spectrum of rays that you call color. Woo! Let me say that again. Now, I told everybody about the series of fire. The definition of the word fire yesterday, y'all remember? It needs three things. Triangle. Definition of a God needs three things. Triangle. Definition of a hue, man, which I am not, but some of y'all may be of the, see, I am of the God kind. You might be of mankind. See, I'm not of mankind. I'm of God kind. I'm of the God class. But there's a lot of people that are not of the God class. That's okay. That's a personal choice. You want to be of the mankind? Okay, God bless you. But I'm of the God kind. I'm of the God class. Gods have three things. They have a transparent body. It's called a spirit. It is a ruling disposition. See, that's called purpose. I got one of those. I got something that rules my disposition. See, before I had a ruling disposition, the church called it, you know, churches are scared of spirits. I ain't scared of no damn spirit because I understand what it is. When you understand what it is, you ain't scared of one either. Because you understand that it's three things that come together to make a transparent, solid body. Now, do you, your optics, your eyes pick it up? Oh, there goes a spirit of alcohol. That's a spirit of lust. Oh, he got a spirit of fear. Oh, he got a spirit. Now, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Three. Faith, hope, and love. Three. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Three is the powers of three. What? Triangle. What is the most powerful shape on the planet? A triangle. And a triangle pointing up and a triangle pointing down makes the Star of David. It's called a pentagram. Now, you want to blow your cookies? Look that one up. What is Lucifer's symbol? Pentagram. What is God's symbol? Star of David. Both of them suckers are the same. Don't tell nobody I told you. Don't tell nobody I told you. You have a little black van parked out. A lady texted me yesterday, and I'm going to have to help her out. So, on her, what you call them, it comes up, it says FBI van. Now, I don't know why. They must be stupid. But they parking out in front of her house. And when she pulls up her Wi-Fi and puts scan, them suckers' van comes up. And I told her, don't repeat what some of the stuff I say in these private lessons on a public venue. Well, she didn't listen to me, and she did. So now she got an FBI van parked out in front of her house. She sent me the stuff yesterday. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Dad, we live in a world that is based upon a prism. It is called time. Do you know time is a freaking artificial construct? Time, now remember, God doesn't, remember, I said the big G, not the little one. I'm closing, but you got to understand why you need to listen to the fire series, because fire is a part of the construct. So, it's called Saturnalia. So there is this Saturn cube. Now, I'm going to do a series one of these days. I don't know when. It's called From the Cube to the Cross. Now, I haven't got permission from the big G to do that series yet, because that's a series that, you know, again, you might come up missing. Once you understand this, because they don't want you to know this. If you know this, then they ain't got no power over you. You won't be hanging out with the Reverend Dr. Bishops no more. Because you would understand that black cube that Orthodox Jews have on their forehead and on their wrist. Can you go to Google and type it in? Look it up. Look it up. Triple W. Go to Google and type in black cube sun. But don't tell nobody I told you. Now, I'm going to break it down. It's just that, you know, probably after a couple of these other series. So that way you can understand, well, Doc, what in the world are we supposed to understand? You are a prism. You don't create one. You don't worship one. You are one. Now, man, you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. A three-standing cord. One, standing alone is easily defeated. That's why they can defeat you, because you're standing alone. You. I'm not talking about no damn marriage. I'm not talking about no Reverend Dr. Bishops. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your spirit, your soul, and your body. You are not on one accord. So therefore, you are not a convict. I cannot convict your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect of being on the same page. Your mind is in Bumbuck, Egypt. Your will is over, you know, hanging out at some hoochie's house. Your emotions, oh, they up and down. You don't know where they're at. You know where your emotions are at? You don't even know where they're at. So your soul is fragmented. They fractured your soul. It's called arrested development disorder. They did it on purpose. They're doing it continually now with fluoride. They're doing it with chemtrails. They're doing it with genetically modified organisms. Their goal is to fracture your soul so that way you're not a prism. You're not a transparent, solid body. Now, can anybody tell me when the last time you've seen a body that was solid, that was transparent? Can somebody please explain that to me? Yeah, that's what I thought. See, y'all scared of those. Y'all call them ghosts. Y'all call them apparitions. Y'all got all of these different names. But again, in the Greek, it's called prisma. When I get the word chrisma, except it's with a P. Prisma, P-R-I-S-M-A. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Look that word up. It will blow your cookies because that's really the smoking gun. See, they don't want you to understand because if you understand this, this is the base by which you can go to parallel universes. This is called a polygon or what is called a parallelogram. Don't tell nobody I told you. Parallelogram. You want to blow your cookies? Look that up. Now, remember, I did ideograms, I did logograms, I did pictograms. Parallelograms. Now, you go to Egypt, those are hieroglyphics. I told you the definition already. Look at the definition of the word hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics. Glyphics. What is it? Why when you go to Egypt, everybody go to Egypt, they never come back the same. Why? Hieroglyphics is a pictogram. A pictogram is a sigil. It changes your optical. The word prism means optic illusion. So, in other words, why does every corporation have a logo? Because it's a logogram. What is a logo? What is a logogram? I change your conditioning. This is how I brand. This is how I mind F you. This is mind control. So mind control is based upon Babylon. So I want to make you a baby lion. Now, see, you're full grown. You are from the tribe of Judah. There is no pact between lions and men. You are a freaking lion. But they made you a toothless lion. They made you a baby lion who goes around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion, but he goes around like a roaring lion. They're talking about you. And Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. And the works of your father, the devil, you will do. He ain't got no teeth. I know he ain't got no teeth. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't feel toothless lions. Because I'm a lion. I got teeth. It's called conviction. Conviction gives you teeth. You don't talk. Now, convicts, one thing about prison, if you got fear in prison, yeah, you're a dead man walking. Fear is like putting blood in the ocean with a bunch of freaking sharks. You are asking for death. So there is no fear in prison. Even the little dudes, them suckers fight big dudes. Why? They say, if we're going out, we're going to go out fighting. Do you got that resolve? Do you got that conviction? Are you willing to fight for what you believe in? I don't know about you. Yeah, I'm willing to fight. Devils, demons, warlords, goblins, ghosts, jinns, sprites, mojos, I don't give a beep. I take all comers. Why? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know from whence I've come. I know that I'm a single standing column of waveform energy that's called a parallelogram that allows me to exist on multiple dimensions in a parallel universe. Now, I know that's contrary to most people's theology, but that's what you are. You're a prism. You're a spirit that has possession. You're just driving it around temporarily of a soul that is manifesting. I can see it inside of a body. So you are projecting something. It's called a body. That's not you. That's your hologram. You are a holographical image, but it looks real. I can't punch my hand through it because of my belief system. But if I get enough gnosis, I do just like Jesus did. Walk through, walk on water, because he understands it's a prism. That's conviction. Now, I'm not there yet to that level of conviction, but that's where I'm going. That's where my conviction is going. I'm going to be a convict. I'm an inmate number, but I'm a convict inside of the Morningstar administration. See, the Bible says you're going to be a slave. You're going to be a slave to righteousness, or you're going to be a slave to sin. The word righteousness means right standing. So I'm going to go stand in the right place. The sin, again, means, as I said it before, sin and iniquity. Don't let the Reverend Dr. Bishop mess y'all up, man. Sin doesn't exist. Iniquity does. Sin, again, is the Greek word that you got to understand is hamantano. It's not what they tell you. Look it up for yourself. Don't believe me. Look at the definition of the word sin and look at the definition of iniquity. One is living without the law. The other one is living without purpose. Which one you got, brothers? Which one you got, sisters? You need to make sure that you understand, that you understand, and that you understand. Otherwise, you're conditioned. And your conditioning makes you seek comfort. And since you are comfortable in your condition, you have no conviction. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me, Brother Will, I will fight you like a dog on the street, homie, if you come at me and you try to violate my convictions. That's what I want. I want you to tell me that. I want you to look me in my eye and tell me, this is what I know. This ain't what I believe. And then I'm going to say, okay, God bless you. That's what I like. The universe only respects convicts because you got a conviction. You got a sentence. The judge, God looks down and he judged you and said, that, yep, that's one of mine. He's a part of the Morningstar administration. He's an ambassador of Christ. Many are called, but few are chosen. He's not only called, but he's chosen. I don't know about you, but I want to be chosen. I want to be a part of the Morningstar administration. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do the things that way everybody can know that, hey, Brother Will, yeah, he's a man of integrity. He's a man of his word. Now, I don't like all of the stuff he does. He got some unorthodox means. He does stuff a little cray-cray. You know, I don't know if I would do it that way. But hey, one thing that he can say is he's committed to wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. He's a man about optimizing his life. That's what I want on my tombstone. He allows the fool that tried to optimize his life. I'm cool with that because guess what? My life already optimized. I just go from glory to glory to glory, and I just want to take you with me. Why? Because I see your worth and I see your value. You have greatness inside of you. You haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what you are capable of. You are made in the image and likeness of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I want you to do my brothers and my sisters again on the Life Optimization Plan. Join me tonight for the 5-Guard Series. That's going to blow your cookies. It's going to curl your toes. So make sure that you join me tonight at 7. Go to the website, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information, or go to the website to make the donation. I will still do, what's today? Today's the first. We're $49 in, but we're going to stretch it out for one more day. If anybody listens to the sound of my voice, make the $49 donation. It really ended yesterday, but we'll extend it out to one more day for the listeners of today's broadcast. If you want to join tonight's message, the series on Fire Guard, just make that $49 donation at the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and
my brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to show.
Oh, but you can't. Huh? Cause you're still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.